AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces are trying to push deep into Ukraine's east. He's pressing the West for more military aid. President Biden says more weapons are on the way.
Advanced drones, laser-guided rocket systems. Yesterday, I signed another package to send more Javelin missiles, those shoulder-mounted missiles that can take out tanks.
The U.S. is also imposing new sanctions on Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They target Putin's two adult daughters, cutting off his close relatives from the American financial system and freezing any assets they hold in the U.S. There are also new sanctions on the wife and kids of Russia's top diplomat, its prime minister, and Security Council members, plus toughened measures on two top banks.
The House votes to hold two former advisors to former President Donald Trump in contempt of Congress. Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino had refused to comply with subpoenas to testify before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of the then president. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, one of two GOP members of the committee and one of two Republicans to vote for the contempt citation, says Navarro and Scavino had no legal rights to refuse to testify.
The notion that somehow the former president can instruct someone not to appear, that is not sustainable. That is not found anywhere in the law.
The vote marks the third time the committee has sent contempt charges to the House floor. The first two referrals sent late last year were for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former Trump ally Steve Bannon. Bannon faces trial in July. If convicted, he could be fined $100,000 and sentenced to up to a year in prison. The Justice Department is still investigating Meadows and has yet to refer his case to a federal grand jury. This is AP News. President Biden signs a Postal Service reform bill into law. Annette Taylor is a retired letter carrier.
This legislation will help position the United States Postal Service to provide the service that the American people deserve.
It's taking Congress 12 years to pass the reform, spurred on by the fact that the service would run out of cash in just 2 years. The new law keeps six-day-a-week deliveries, while it ends previously passed requirement that the Postal Service finance workers' health care benefits 75 years into the future. Something no other private or government organization has been forced to do. Now, future retirees will enroll in Medicare, while other health care plans in the Postal Service cover only current retiree actual health care costs during the pandemic and ahead of the 2020 election. Then-President Donald Trump admitted to hobbling the service to limit its ability to handle a surge of mail-in ballots, which he worried could cost him the election that he eventually lost. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.